Welcome to Dear Rex, a new podcast series from the creators of The Mohua Show. In this podcast, we will speak to individuals who've had the courage to call it quits in their relationships and marriages when it wasn't working any longer. We will discuss the dreaded D word of divorce, which most of us shy away from. Dear Rex will speak to once married, now single folks, people going through heartbreak, counselors and lawyers to bring you honest, trippy truths of what it took to say no more. Hi, in today's episode, we have with us Mr. Rajat Chadda. Rajat is a seasoned professional in the market research technology sector based in the US. He not only manages sales in the Asia Pacific region for a leading company, but has also graciously agreed today to come on our show to talk about his personal journey and tell us how is it that he navigated his divorce. So first and foremost, kudos to you, Rajat. There are very few men who open up that easily like the way you have. And I'm hoping that with your podcast, you know, this will be a turning point for our show where we will have many more people who will come onto the show and speak to us about what was that moment when, you know, it came to an end, your 13-year marriage, which is over a decade, such a huge part of a person's life. What had happened?
For a few reasons, you know, I would not want to get into the too many details of it. You understand about the 13 years, but then life has happened beyond those 13 years as well, which I think somewhere has wisened me up a little bit. To put things in a perspective and to give you a crux of it, I would say that I have become wise enough to write a short thing, which goes like, "Log aksar sirf tere ya mere nahi hote." It goes like, "Log aksar sirf acche ya bure nahi hote, bas kabhi tere ya kabhi mere nahi hote." So, you know, in my case also, we both were good people. I would love to believe that, you know, we both are good people still. But sometimes you just fall apart. Because of your upbringing, because of your perspectives, how you see things, you kind of, drift apart. And your priorities change, your ways change. And I think it's okay to accept that, you know, things are changing and to move on from there.
So Rajat, the question that comes to my head is this, that who initiated this after 13 years? I mean, between the two, there's always one partner who initiates the divorce and the other person is generally frightened. And in few cases, there are two people also get together and they come to an understanding, but that one person has to start this healthy process of saying no more. So who was it between the two of you?
Yeah, so I would say I would put it on the circumstances first. That's where, you know, things happened and, you know, then one had to really take a call. And that's where I said, okay, there's no point being together. So you could either put it on me or you could put it on the circumstances.
So Rajat, how did you navigate this whole thing at your place of work? I'm sure I'm going to come to the family later. But often people don't talk about this very openly. They try and hide about what's happening in their personal lives, which is quite bizarre. And I think things are changing now. People are opening up. People are talking about, marriages, relationships that don't work. How did it, pan out at your place of work?
One thing which absolutely went in my favor was that the organization that I used to work for at that point of time, I was there for almost 5 years, you know. I mean, so I had made some great friends. I had some people who really, really understood me in those 5 years, including, the most senior guy, the CEO himself. And of course, there were other colleagues who actually, I mean, at some point of time, initially, of course, I mean, there was a lot of hesitation. I would not talk to anybody about anything. But, you know, there are telling signs in most situations. And some people who are close to you, they really do understand that something is wrong. So one of them, it started with one of them, you know, who was my immediate manager or my boss. He asked me a few questions, and I then thought, you know, I really, really need some help as well. I mean, I used to commute a long distance, you know, almost 3 hours in the car back and forth. And in fact, he noticed that, you know, I was taking a lot longer to reach office. So he said, you know, when he got to know about what's happening, well, I did not, of course, share many details, but then he knew that I was going through a situation. So he was very supportive. In fact, he said, you know, I don't want to see you driving on the road at that speed, because my speed had gone down. I mean, in a place like Delhi NCR, where the cars zip at 70, 80, I was driving at 30 or 40, you know, and he was like, no, man, you should not be putting yourself at that risk. So work from home as much as you can. Come to office only when it's absolutely important. So all that happened. And of course, there were other colleagues who were closer to me and who felt for me. They were quite a support.
So, Rajat, I think, you know, the other question that comes to my head is this, that did you cry? You know, do men cry when they go through a breakup? Because I think for many of our listeners, they would like to know, you know, because most people think, oh, you know, the minute a divorce is done between the two partners, men would just immediately go out and start dating somebody and things are all right. Because we haven't addressed, you know, this conversation with too many men where they really come up and open up and talk about what are the feelings that they go through. So share a little bit, you know, with our listeners here.
See, I'll tell you what, men are also as human as anybody else. They also have emotions. And I think it's absolutely okay to cry. I cried. Perhaps, I mean, in my separation and divorce had 4 years in between. So I can't really say that, you know, I cried right after I got, when the papers got signed or anything. But when I started living alone, that initial part was really tough. You know, it felt like you're letting go, or you're losing a lot that you had put yourself. I mean, something where you had put a lot of yourself into.
What was that feeling for the first time when you walked into your home alone?
You know, I've always been a people's person, and I like people around. And I've always known that, you know, the way human beings are designed, we are not designed to live alone.
Absolutely.
So walking into an empty home or a space where you're living suddenly all by yourself, that's a very overwhelming feeling. It kind of, you know, the weight of that entire apartment was, I could feel it on my chest. And wasn't easy.
How did your family react, Rajat? Your parents, your siblings, how did they react?
See, they were like any, I think most, I belong from a Hindu Punjabi family and a very close-knit one. So, outside of my siblings and my mother, of course, there are other people also who are very, very close and who also have a big bearing on my life. There are a couple of uncles and my cousins who have been there for me forever. So, initially, everybody went into a tizzy, and they were like, they also were perhaps trying to evaluate whether this is the right thing to happen or not. And then, there was some people, of course, had that thought about the social stigma that comes along with it. They were thinking, log kya kahenge? I mean, there were some people. But then people who mattered, they kind of knew that, you know, this makes sense. So people stood by me in that ways. They also had their initial thought.
How many years has it been now, Rajat?
So I got separated in 2014. So it'll be almost 10 years now of the separation. The legal divorce, as I said, happened 4 years later. I mean, one important person has been my daughter.
How has life been after that?
I mean, it has been quite an experience, I would say, you know. I don't know, when I sent my introduction piece, I did record something that I write, or I wrote. It's been like quite an experience. Having born in the 70s, I'm 76 born, and further years or my growing up years, we used to think that separated or divorce is the same thing. So the first thing that happened, or one major thing that happened was when you're separated and you are okay to meet people and, you know, find somebody also. In today's world, then I realized when I became a little open, you know, after a couple of years of separation or a year of separation, when I accepted things and then I said, okay, one has to move on. There I kind of realized that, oh, separated and divorced are two very different things. A man, especially with a man, you know, he wouldn't...
Please enlighten our listeners about what is the difference between the two.
So, you see, I mean, started dating somebody. She was a divorcee. She had a kid. So, after initial 3-4 months, suddenly out of the blue, one day she's like, you know what? You are not married. You are not divorced. So, you are technically married still. So, I was like, okay, how does that change anything between us? I'm the same person that you're talking to. I mean, if I get the divorce done today, that will it change me as a person? She said, no, but the society will start looking at you differently. You know, a man with a clean divorce is a good to have thing. A separated man is looked upon very differently. I mean, nobody would want to really invest their time into somebody who's not separated, especially in a man's case. A lot of people, that investment of time where you try to understand what the person is all about, what had happened in his life, I think most people don't have that kind of time to invest, I would say. I mean, they are just... I don't know. I really don't have words for those people. But it was some experience.
Do you think it's been difficult for you to find somebody after being married for about 13 years? I mean, it must be quite a challenge to really go out there and meet somebody who's who can match your, wavelength and comfort. And, you know, the whole idea when we stay on in marriages for that many years is a comfort that you have with your spouse. So do you find that like a challenge?
I think, yes, I think it becomes a little more challenging, you know, finding somebody second time over. Then, of course, it does not happen just like that. I'm sure, like, there are very few people who get out of a marriage and then suddenly immediately find somebody. It's like you meet people, and especially with in today's world, you know, when there are so many windows, I call them, you know, there are dating apps, there are matrimonial sites, there are social pages, you know, where you could go and try to find somebody. With all those things, it's not easy. It's not at all easy. I've had a couple of relationships post my separation. One I just told you, you know, this person started talking about me not being divorced and things like that. Then I met other people also who also had their own set of hang-ups. I mean, I'd call that for a lack of a better word. But what I understand is, like, as you grow older, you start adding a lot of filters to... what kind of person do you want? I mean, it could be Some people might go for looks. Some people might go for wealth. Some people might want to go for intelligence. Some people might, I mean, there could be n number of things, you know, that people could add filters about. But in the whole process, what I understand is that you are reducing your chances of meeting people. I mean, I can also be, I mean, I can blame myself, or I can put myself on a finger point, or I can point a finger at my own self for, you know, having this quirk about anybody who can't really talk well. I'm talking about a dating app kind of a scenario. If I came across somebody who could not talk very well, I probably would not want to stay connected with that person.
And that's fair, Rajat, because you know what? We all have our likes and dislikes, right? Some people like articulate people. Some people like people just for their looks, I guess. Second time around, they come back with better clarity, I would like to believe, into what they are looking for. So, Rajat, do you think, you know, having such a crazy career that you had, you know, did that impact your marriage? Or, you know, because so many times often, you know, one partner is left alone with the other partner with a very crazy career. And, you know, that sometimes impacts marriages. And I think today a lot of people are deciding to continue if they have crazy careers, no?
Yeah, that's not been my experience. You know, I mean, I was fortunate enough. Okay, there were a couple of years where life was really, really tough. I mean, what I've been able to tell you so far about my career is very little than what it actually has been. But I would still say that, okay, with, despite having had a couple of really tough years, I would not still not say that, you know, that it could be a forced to, you know, getting divorced. Because I was fortunate enough to have had enough time, thanks to the organizations that I worked with. I've almost never worked in a 6-day kind of an environment. It's always been a 5-day, and I would have enough time to spend with my family, my daughter, and, you know, I mean, sometimes the means were limited, of course.
So, Rajat, what is the wisdom that you'd like to share with our listeners, you know, after your divorce? I'm sure there were many, there's a transformative, it's a huge transformation in most people's lives. You know, it's a shift. It's an internal shift, it's an external shift. And, you know, you have to choose friends, sometimes you have to choose a family member, sometimes you have to cut off ties with people who you really like from the other side. What is the wisdom that you've gained, you know, after 13 years? It's like over a decade of your life.
Wisdom, I would say, okay. I mean, there are a few things. One, very clearly, is the way I understand and the way I have seen things happening. First, you should be very clear whether you want to stay in a relationship or not. Just be very clear with that. Once you know that you don't want to be in a relationship, or being in this relationship is not going to help in any manner, you should actually walk out. Because you know it. I mean, it's only between those two people who would clearly know that this relationship has died. You know, unlike all other relationships, like I have two parents, you know, we all have two parents at least. We can have multiple siblings. We can have multiple cousins. We can have multiple friends. But this is one relationship where it's only you and the other person. Now, both of you are actually, your gut will tell you whether this is this relationship is there or not. So, like I say again, you know, like, on my Silver Versus handle, the Instagram handle that I have, I put things, I try to articulate them in my own way. So there I had written a piece which said, एक मरे हुए मरासिम को मैं अपनी कब्र तक नहीं लेके जाऊंगा. So a dead relationship does not need to be dragged to your grave.
Thank you, Rajat, for being on today's episode. And this was an amazing insight into how you have handled, you know, a decade-long relationship coming to an end. And I'm sure many of our listeners are going to find lots and lots of wisdom out of this. Thank you for being on today's episode. Thank you for listening to Dear Rex from the creators of The Mohua Show. We would be delighted to get your feedback for these candid conversations that our guests shared with us. If you want to reach out to us, DM us at our Instagram page, The Mohua Show. We all know to call it quits isn't easy. To D or not to D isn't really an easy question to answer.